We've heard a lot recently about young people from different parts of the world heading to Syria to join the extremist cause there. Most of the cases involve men who are recruited as fighters. But as we've reported here on The World, there are some cases involving women, too. In Minnesota, the family of one young woman who disappeared recently believes she's in Syria now. Her relatives are being called to testify before a federal grand jury looking into a possible terrorist recruitment pipeline. Laura Yuen of Minnesota Public Radio talked to the young woman's sister and has our story.
The week she disappeared, the biggest worry on the young woman's mind seemed to be what to wear to a friend's bridal shower. A conservative Muslim, she was excited when she finally put on one of her sister's long dresses and a snug orange headscarf and liked how she looked. The woman's sister remembers her being upbeat. There was no hint about what would happen next.
She seems very excited to meet her friends. That's how she looked like to us. That's why we did not become any suspicious from her. We didn't ask any questions. We were just happy for her to go to the bridal shower and meet her friends.
I met the woman's sister at a coffee shop. She requested anonymity because of her sister's situation. Her sister's only 19 and from a large family of ethnic Somalis. They moved to St. Paul 5 years ago. On the night of the bridal shower, the woman left the house, but it's unclear whether she ever went to the gathering. She never came back. 2 days later, her mom's phone rang. She put her daughter on speakerphone so the rest of the family could hear.
She did say, "I'm sorry." She kept repeating, "I'm sorry, I left mom. I'm not in the city anymore, but I promised I will come back."
The young woman said she was in Syria, a place she'd never mentioned before. She told her mom not to worry and that she was there to finish memorizing the Quran. She'd been trying to do that in the States over the past few months, and her family worried that the already shy teenager was withdrawing even more. Then she called again and said she was enjoying the warm air in Syria and was living in a house with other young women. After the initial calls, the sister says family members alerted the FBI, asking to help them bring the woman home. They're panicked.
A lot of people are not doing good. My uncle, my mom, and us. She called 3 times. Still, it's not enough. Still waiting to hear more from her, especially her saying coming back. We want her to come back, like, as soon as possible.
The FBI declined to comment on this case, but the missing woman's sister says the FBI told her that 2 other women from Minnesota have also gone to Syria, where radical groups like ISIS or the Islamic State are recruiting foreigners to their ranks. At least 1 man with Minnesota ties has died fighting. And while some women are drawn to the militants in Syria, academics say the propaganda used to hook them can be different than the videos of beheadings aimed at men. Mia Bloom is a professor of security studies at the University of Massachusetts Lowell. She says on social media, the women recruiters of ISIS entice other women by promising a romantic notion of how their lives will change.
The kind of messages that come out from the women are one of sisterhood, one of great comfort, where the women are sitting around and they're baking cookies, or they're having these little parties where they're cooking and they're tweeting the pictures, or they're posting it to Tumblr to show how wonderful their life is.
In truth, she says, ISIS sexually exploits its women, who are expected to help populate the Islamic State.
It's almost like a Margaret Atwood nightmare that, you know, this is what the women are good for. They use them only for rewarding the fighters and having babies.
Still, the family of the missing woman in St. Paul can't imagine her associating with terror groups. Again, here's her sister.
I don't see her with those people. And every time we see the news and all those terrified things going on, it makes us worry too much.
She says what the militants are doing is wrong, and she hopes the little sister she knows and loves would agree. For The World, I'm Laura Yuen, St. Paul.